Switzerland at 5-0 win. The America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup.
Well, good morning, kids. My name's Rod. Zoe's dad. And we're off to the America's Cup in Valencia on Saturday. Now, so before we go, what I'm just basically going to try and do is give you a little bit of an idea about what the America's Cup's about and also about what I do over there to help enhance the overall production of the America's Cup itself. And it wasn't until 1995 that New Zealand was competing in a place called San Diego in California, right? And we won it for the first time, okay? And so in 1995, the cup was brought home to New Zealand. It's a great fanfare. There was 200,000 people down the middle of the Queen Street in Auckland. Huge fanfare parade. And it was a great welcome home. In 1999, it was then competed for again. And New Zealand did win it again pretty easily, okay? So we held it for 8 years here in New Zealand until 2003, when that team of Lingi, which contained a number of New Zealand men on the boat, all right, they basically took it away from us because they were just too good.
Hello there. Welcome to Appleby Airwaves, broadcasting to you from Nelson, New Zealand. My name is Jordan, and I am a Year 5 at Appleby School. We have been taking turns to make a podcast, and today we are making a podcast about the America's Cup. One of our Appleby parents and his family are going to Valencia to help the New Zealand team win the America's Cup back for us.
This is the America's Cup, and New Zealand have had it for 8 years. There are 4 security guards around because it is made of silver and worth a lot of money.
These yachts are in teams for the American Cup. We are trying to get the cup back from Switzerland. They race 2 at a time, and they only have 5 minutes to get to the start line.
These are the super yachts that some people look at. The people in the super yachts can go out and watch the racing. I would love to have one, and it would be great to go and watch the racing.
This big round circle is called a buoy. The boats sail around the circle to win the race. There is a buoy at each end.
This is one of America's yachts. It is getting ready for the race. It is called the Lingi. I can see about 8 people on the yacht. It has 3 flags that I can see. It was the winner of the last America's Cup.
Is the New Zealand yacht. The New Zealanders are trying to win back the America's Cup.
This is a picture of one of the boats coming in. They built the building as a control tower. They use lots of computers to look who's winning. New Zealand has won twice!
8 computers are tracking devices. People using them to help with team yachts. They do the computers for us to see how the boats are doing.
This is one of the teams. There was a big flood and it killed a lot of people. They built a wall because they were scared it might happen again. There's a big garden that they play a lot of games in.
In Valencia, at least once a week, they have a firework display for some sort of celebration. The displays go all over the city and gone for ages. One of the displays is on the America's Cup that they are holding there in June, July 2011.
Spain loves to do bullfighting. They have to be suited up and they think it is fun. But they have 2 sports. What do you think? Football and bullfighting.
This is a part of Valencia where the team start the race. They have to go in an invisible triangle in 5 minutes.
This is the Prada's race. Can you guess what the rules are made of? Old sails. There is a shelter for the boat there because they don't want people to see their boat. We can see a place where anyone can go. Can you spot the boat?
This is the rally that Rod's company does and also does the America's Cup. Zoe S's dad does this for his job, like the 2D and 3D. When he does all those things, he goes into a little room full of technology, and that's how he puts the track together, and that's how the track is formed.
The 2 boats are trying to win the race of 2 speed boats, and we've won it 2 times in the World Cup.
This is the graphics that Rod has been working on of the America's Cup. It is a yacht race. It is 3D and it can tell who is winning and who is not.
The America's Cup is held in Valencia. This photo is taken in Valencia of the people in one of the buildings doing the newspaper. There is at least 100 computers in the America's Cup. They use lots of technology.
This is how they tell how fast the boats are going and who won. This man is watching the boat and figuring out how to use the devices. New Zealand is trying to win the cup back from Switzerland.
These are the people who can see everything that is going on. They can see all the different types of races that are going on. They have about 7 TVs. They write all of what they can see all onto the newspaper. There are about 17 people in that room. It is a cool job.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, and we hope you can join us after the holidays on Appleby Airwaves.